Although a lot of us aren't going to celebrate Halloween this year because of the COVID-19 situation, I did want to look back into the history of Halloween and how Halloween actually started. I have this great article here from history.com. It's about the ancient origins of Halloween. And I want to really look into that here. So here we go.
Welcome to the Evan Weiss Show, broadcasting from the West Coast, raw, in depth, and relentlessly hacking the mainframe. Here's Evan Weiss.
Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of dark, cold winter, a time of the year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that one night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. Interesting. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, where it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. This is very interesting to me because as a kid, going to do trick-or-treating, I never for once thought about this macabre, eerie, deathly origin of Halloween. And I doubt most people know. It's just kind of those things that we do without knowing. The same thing with Christmas. I mean, do people ever ask, why do we put a tree in the middle of our living room? Why is that? And there's an ancient tradition that has nothing to do with Christianity, that's been integrated into Christianity, and people just do it because, hey, we've just been doing it for such a long time. Okay, so let's go back to the article here. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebrations, the Celts wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skins. An interesting fact about Halloween, did you know? 1/4 of all candy sold annually in the U.S. is purchased for Halloween? Wow. 1/4, 25% of all candy sold all year is purchased for Halloween. That's insane. So now the article goes into the Roman Empire, when the Roman Empire came and essentially conquered the Celtic people and kind of mixed their culture and changed it a little bit. So by 43 AD, the Roman Empire had conquered the majority of Celtic territory. In the course of 400 years that they ruled the Celtic lands, two festivals of Roman origin were combined with the traditional Celtic celebration of Samhain. The first one was called Fer Alia, a day in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. Isn't that weird how the Romans, who are a completely different culture, they live in a completely different area, and the Celtics, who are also completely different, when they got together, or, you know, when the Romans conquered them, really, they had similar traditions in that particular month towards the end of it that had to do with death. I think that's a strange coincidence. The second was a day to honor Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. The symbol of Pomona is the apple, and the incorporation of the celebration into Samhain probably explains the tradition of bobbing for apples that is practiced today in Halloween. Interesting. The next section here is going to be extra interesting. Nowadays, many of us associate bats with Halloween, and the same was probably true centuries ago. The Celtics lit bonfires, and the bonfires would attract bugs, and the bugs would attract bats. So this is where the bats start to be incorporated into the Halloween tradition. In later years, various folklore emerged citing bats as harbingers of death or doom. For example, Nova Scotian mythology notes that if a bat settles in a house, a man in the family will die, and if it flies around, a woman in the family will perish. Pretty crazy. The celebration of Halloween was extremely limited in colonial New England because of the rigid Protestant belief system there. Halloween was much more common in Maryland and the southern colonies, as the beliefs and customs of different European ethnic groups and the American Indians meshed. A distinctly American version of Halloween began to emerge. So now, before we had the Celts and the Romans, and they created their own thing, and now when they came to the Americas, you know, you had yet another culture to add an additional dimension to Halloween. So here we go. The first celebrations included play parties, which were public events held to celebrate the harvest. Neighbors would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, and dance and sing. Well, it seems like a more festive version for sure. Colonial Halloween festivities also featured the telling of ghost stories and mischief making of all kinds. By the middle of the 19th century, annual autumn festivities were common, but Halloween was not yet celebrated everywhere in the country. In the second half of the 19th century, America was flooded with new immigrants. These new immigrants, especially the millions of Irish fleeing the Irish potato famine, helped to popularize the celebration of Halloween nationally. And there you go, folks. That is the origin of Halloween in America. It's a pretty messy one, but like all traditions, if you look back far enough, they are pretty messy. I chose to do this podcast for one of my special listeners. Her name is Cindy, and she wanted me to cover the origins of Halloween, so enjoy. And also, to support this show, please go to evanweiss.com/VPN.
Thank you for listening to The Evan Weiss Show. Head over to iTunes to listen to previous shows. Questions? Email us at e@evanweiss.com.